Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was a big Eagles fan.
Oh,
I mean, I was a huge Eagles. I used to go to the games with my dad all the time. We would drive. It took an hour and a half drive from my house, and we grew up big Eagles fans. That one famous game against Green Bay and Brett Favre, and I was at that game back in, I think, like 2005, maybe. It's way back.
Whatever happened, like, Reese?
Yeah, 2003, right?
It's funny for him. That's way back. That's way back for him.
Especially since he's in his 30s.
It is almost 20 years, Elliot.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a long, you know, you're getting older.
Wait, that wasn't 2003.
It was 2003.
2003.
The 4th and 27th.
Yeah, because they lost to Carolina the next week.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, so that is way
back.
Wow,
that is almost 20 years
ago. Yeah.
Time flies, man.
Well, Kenny Pickett will be one of the quarterbacks that we may talk ourselves into wanting. From the University of Pittsburgh. He is is it Morrisville, New Jersey? Is that where he's from? He's from Central Jersey.
Yeah.
He's from Central Jersey. So he's a big Eagle fan.
He's been to a game. I mean, what more do you want out of your quarterback than having been to an Eagles game?
Probably bigger hands is what I would say.
Yes, the hands are a concern. I don't love the two gloves, I think, too. Apparently he does that because of the small hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does Teddy Bridgewater.
Not ideal. Yeah. Not ideal.
Northeast city, cold. Yeah, he's going to be wearing gloves.
Yeah.
I think that he can be... For a team like the Steelers, or a team that like that would work for those organizations that know like they can draft good wide receivers, and you know they have a good defense, and they just slide him in there, and maybe he works out a little bit better. But I mean that's not what the Eagles asked their quarterbacks to do.
It was just eye opening watching the passing games in the playoffs so far. You know, like after watching the Eagles all season, and again, I think Jalen had a successful year. For what you expected out of him. And it's not all on Jalen, but the biggest thing the Eagles need to do is fix their passing game. Like, you watch these other teams, they just pass it so much better. And that falls on the receivers as well,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Falls on the coaches, all that. But it also falls, I mean, on the quarterback. Like, that's a large part of it. And Jalen has to improve. And if the Eagles don't think he can improve, then you have to go out and explore these rookie quarterbacks.
No, but I think he'll improve. It's a matter of how much is he capable of improving, right? What is the ultimate ceiling?
Right.
And if you listen to the show, you know this. I just don't think it's enough to where that's who I want to go forward with. Just like I had said with Jimmy Garoppolo throws a better ball. Jimmy Garoppolo is a better passer than Jalen Hurts, I think, right? Like, he throws a better ball. He's got more velocity on the ball. I don't want him to be my quarterback either.
Which is, again, I'm not, going to become the big Jimmy G guy, but he is 4-1 in the playoffs, and they do win when he's there and lose when he's not.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
You want him to be your quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo?
It's a tough one. I don't know if I'd want him to be my quarterback, but I think you can win with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, I mean, the 49ers have proven that.
Yeah.
But they're not winning because of the quarterback.
But their record with and without him is drastically different.
It is. I agree. That's a fact. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Would you rule out drafting a quarterback in the first round? Yes or no? Yes, 60%, which is significantly less than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me too, actually. Looks like I'm making good points.
60%. Would rule. So 40% are saying no. I would look at a quarterback in this year's draft. If there was a couple of real bona fide quarterback prospects, everybody would be talking about taking a quarterback.
I think that the perception that this quarterback class is bad really shades a lot of people's views on it, and that could end up being correct. But ultimately, I would just encourage people, first of all, to just go look at these guys yourself and see what they think. But also, all that's going to matter is what the Eagles think of these guys. And history shows they value the quarterback position. I wrote an article when the season ended saying it's obvious they're going to try to trade for a quarterback because of the assets they have. But part of the logic in that is when you have these type of assets, you traditionally want to use them on the most important position unless you absolutely know you have your guy. And I think Jalen could improve. I think he can be better. But I don't think anybody would say they absolutely know Jalen is the guy.
No. No. Anytime we have this conversation, it's not about Jalen Hurts. It's about everything else. It's the, well, you know, I don't know if he's the guy, but use the draft picks to build the defense. Well, I don't like any of the quarterbacks in the draft, so let's just stick with Jalen Hurts. It's right. Never Jalen. Oh, no, Jalen Hurts is a great player. No, it's about the other factors involved.
I was thinking about this yesterday. Remember after 2016, Carson's rookie year? I don't think anybody thought he wasn't the guy. Like, looking back, did anybody think, oh, Carson's not good enough?
No, we had the guy.
But Carson's numbers were not as good, right? He did not have a good year. The team did not make the playoffs. So I do think there was just something with Carson where he passed the eye test. It feels like to the public more than Jalen did. Because Jalen had good numbers this year, too. I mean, 16 passing touchdowns isn't great.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are the numbers. But to your point, yeah, like I remember saying after 2016, like, well, we got our quarterback, that's for sure.
Right.
Now we got to build around him. And I never felt like that with Jalen Hurts.
And I don't think – it doesn't seem like a lot of people feel that way.
Let's go to Chris in Levittown. Chris, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Chris?
I wanted to say, in my opinion, I think there's four tiers for quarterbacks in the NFL. But from what I've heard on the radio so far, it seems like you either have an elite quarterback or you don't make the playoffs.
Yeah. I feel like you want to have an elite quarterback.
So I think there's four tiers. I think, like, if you start at the bottom, it's going to be those who won't make it as an NFL quarterback, mm-hmm. who just happens to be a starter that year.
Mm-hmm.
And then above that is going to be your backups. Above that is going to be move your chain quarterbacks that can just, you know, go for like second and four or third and six. And then above that, you have elite.
Yeah, I feel like the bad and the backups are actually really one category.
Yeah.
because like you have quarterbacks for example, and maybe they're not active quarterbacks or active starting quarterbacks, but you have the Andy Daltons, the Tyrod Taylors, Alex Smith is. Right, like guys that have made the playoffs, guys that are bona fide starters, but guys that I wouldn't want as my starting quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo, I wouldn't want as my starting quarterback, right? Like Jalen Hurts fits more into that category.
He would end up being a move the chains quarterback. Like you don't want this guy to do a 60-yard bomb to Tyreek Hill.
So what's your point about all this?
Well, we already have a good run game, and since we have a good run game, Hurts is a part of that. So keep Hurts and end up keeping Hurts in the opinion will be a move to chain quarterback, and then you can use your picks on defense. And in free agency, if you get like a Devontae Adams, a Mike Williams, the name that I kept not hearing brought up, but knew his getting thrown around there is Calvin Ridley.
Yeah,
yeah, you get a trade for him.
First round pick for Calvin Ridley.
I would, yeah. I think the a very underrated need on this team, and I shouldn't say underrated because people know the receivers aren't good. But they need a veteran receiver opposite of Devontae. They need to go out and get a Calvin Ridley, a Mike Williams, Allen Robinson, DJ Shark, right, I think is a
free agent.
Yeah, so yep. I would definitely absolutely use an asset to go get a veteran quarterback.
That's the number one thing on my wish list is a veteran wide receiver. Whether that comes via trade with one of these draft picks or it's a free agent signing, they need that. And that's independent of who the quarterback is. It would help Jalen Hurts. It would help. I mean, they just need it. They need whoever is going to be the quarterback.
It's part of the fact that this team has to improve the passing game. Like, it was great that they won the way they did. It was great that they made the playoffs, all those things. But to be a team that can compete against the teams that we just saw play this past weekend, they have got to pass the ball way better.
Yeah, and as far as the whole running thing with the Eagles are the elite running team or whatever. Stop.
Well, they are an elite running team.
No, they're not.
How they set a franchise record for rushing yards.
Right,
and that's pretty elite.
And, well, I would say how many rushing yards came from their running backs?
I don't have it in front of me, but regardless,
not a lot.
But that's part of being a running team. Like you can't just take away all the core. I get what you're saying that when it comes to just strictly handing the ball to the running back, they didn't set the franchise record that way. I get your point. But they have an elite offensive line, and they have very good running backs. So they definitely have an elite running game.
They have a good offensive line. Yeah, they do.
They have an elite offensive line.
They have a good offense. Well, how did the elite offensive line do it against the Buccaneers?
They were fine.
They couldn't run the ball.
Oh, you mean running it? Yeah.
Well, yeah,
they struggled
to
do
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
Well, but part of the reason is because they put like nine guys in the box.
Right. And that's part of the and that's the
but
problem
no,
with
no,
the passing
no
game.
No team can run it against 8 or 9 players. Like, no, very few can.
I agreed. And that's why the thought that the Eagles would be fine, they can just run the ball, no one can stop them. Well, no, it took one coordinator that's not an idiot to say, hey, like, we'll just stop them by doing this, and we'll take away the zone read. We won't let Hurts run for it like he normally does.
Right.
And they didn't know what to do with it. No, but see, if you take Jalen Hurts out of this offense, do they still have an elite running offense?
Yes, I still think they do. Because they have an elite offensive line, I think they have good running backs. So, yeah, I still think they have an elite rushing attack.
I don't.
And Jalen Hurts helps. Like, I'm not diminishing his accomplishments.
Help.
But they can still be in a – I mean, they're the best running
help.
Team in franchise history because of it. But even without him, they're still an elite running
okay,
team.
Okay, what year did Shady have his great season? Or his great seasons.
It was 2013. Right?
Better running teams. Those teams are the team last year. More of an impact on a team. Shady running the ball or these guys running the ball last year?
This team last year was a better running team than they were in 2013.
Stop it.
They set a franchise record for rushing yards.
But because they weren't throwing the
ball. Who was the quarterback in 2013?
Foles?
No, in 2013 wasn't.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Right?
Vic?
It was Vic to start, yeah.
Okay, but the point is that the passing numbers
I understand
took a
your
significant
point.
Dive.
Yes, I understand that they had to run it way more. I'm just saying they basically ran their way to the playoffs. So you can't tell me that they're not an elite running team if they ran their way to the playoffs.
Jack, elite running team, Eagles, last season and going forward?
Well, I don't know about going forward, but I mean, last year, they led to the best rushing attack in franchise history.
Right.
How could it not be an elite rushing attack?
Because the quarterback didn't throw the ball.
Right, but they still won games and made the playoffs.
Right,
with
but if you brought a wishbone quarterback in because you wanted to run the ball, you'd run the ball more than you did last year with Jalen Hurts. It would be the franchise record.
I'd be interested to see their average yards per attempt this year compared to 2013.
They had 6 straight games of 175 yards or more rushing, right?
I guess you're telling me that's a rhetorical question.
I thought it was
question.
Over 200, but yeah.
Well,
no,
at least 175. I think the one game they got down there, so that
did any running back have 100 yards during that time?
It's a rushing attack. It's not
one
Miles player.
Miles Sanders had, I think, 2 games in a row with over 100 before he got hurt.
Let me tell you something,
no
brother.
Touchdowns.
Let me tell you something,
yeah, no
brother.
Touchdowns. Craziest stat ever.
And Elliot likes to bring up the, how can he play in a final year of a contract? Miles Sanders is going into a final year of his contract. The Eagles have no intention of paying him free agent dollars to come back for another contract unless he's willing to take a significantly less salary than what he thinks he's worth.
But there's a huge difference between a rotational running back and a starting quarterback in the NFL from a contract value.
Agreed, but you just said he's a rotational running back. So we have the best part of our team, the elite part of our team is a bunch
of... the offensive line.
Is Jordan Howard, who was a practice squad player... Boston Scott, who couldn't get a carry for first half of the season, and a guy that the Eagles don't even want, he's a rotational player.
And they
anymore.
Still set the awesome. Franchise record.
Yeah, because they didn't throw the ball, Elliot.
But again, we'll look this up at the break. I'll be interested to see the stats on average yards per attempt this season versus when you say 2013.
Let's go to OG Wade. OG Wade and Chester, what's up, Wade? How are you, bud?
What's up, fellas? How we doing
what
today?
Up, what
what's up?
Up,
Wade?
I think what y'all discussing is kind of mute and not even worth discussing it. Yes, they had an elite running game, but like John said, they didn't throw the ball. Well, that's not what the argument was. The argument was, did they have an elite running game?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the answer to that is yes, they did. But I agree with John. I don't want my quarterback rushing for no 700 yards a year. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I would rather have a good running back. So to the point of this quarterback thing, would I draft one? I wouldn't draft one in the first round because – why? There's nothing there to be drafted, and you're going to make yourself draft a player that's not qualified to be a first-round player. To me, that like, what are you doing? Like, it's almost like you're taking an exam, but then because you don't like the way your damn pencil is showing up on it, you want to change. No, let's complete the exam. What you want to do, put the damn receivers and weapons around Jalen Hurts. Stick to the plan.
Well, can I ask you? Let me ask you, Wade. Let me ask you, because I hear you calling the station all the time. So I'm curious, like, what don't you like about the quarterbacks in this year's draft? Outside of the fact it's just viewed as a poor class, like, what don't you like about them?
Here's what I don't like about it's not the quarterbacks, it's nothing that I don't like about them. It's not our need.
Well, the team needs to get better quarterback play next year. Would you agree with that?
No. And how do you get better quarterback play?
By getting a better quarterback.
No.
Or hoping Jalen improves. Or hoping Jalen improves.
And how dumb can you be? We see the damn elite quarterback. Would you say Justin Herbert's elite?
I know, you bring this up all the time, that he didn't make the playoffs. But let me ask you, who would you rather have? Who would you rather have, Justin Herbert or Jalen Hurts?
Oh,
I would rather have Justin
Okay,
Herbert.
Then it doesn't matter. That's the ultimate point. The point is the Eagles.
He didn't make the damn playoffs, Elliot.
Why did they lose in the playoffs? Why did they lose in the playoffs?
Listen, it doesn't matter if you
It absolutely matters why they lost in the playoffs. They need better quarterback play next year. Maybe that can be Jalen. I don't know. But the team's biggest need is better quarterback play next year.
You take your plan of what you want to do. You build your team. You get your quarterback. He don't have to be an elite quarterback to win. If you look at a damn league, you see quarterbacks winning and not being elite. That's not what you need.
I disagree. You don't need an elite quarterback to win. I understand that there are elite quarterbacks that are not still playing, but there's only four teams playing. Like, ultimately, there are plenty of elite quarterbacks left. Like, you want an elite quarterback. I don't get this whole, just because some team wins without an elite quarterback, you don't need one. Like, the most important position in the game is quarterback, and you want that quarterback to be elite. Like, bottom line.
Yep. Also, if the Chargers were in the NFC East, they would have made the playoffs.
They would have made the playoffs. Yes, right. The AFC West does matter.
Well, and look, OG Wade's one of my favorite callers, but like he said you would take Herbert over Hurts. So, like, what's the argument here?
The argument for him is that it's more about what you have around the quarterback than just the quarterback itself, which has some merit to it, to where if the team was better around Jalen Hurts, maybe the team is better as a whole. But without Jalen Hurts improving his play as a quarterback, it doesn't matter.
Right. And this is what I was saying. Like, they need better quarterback play next year. And that could come from Jalen. If they keep Jalen and he improves, then that's a great outcome for this team. But ultimately, they need better quarterback play next year than they got this year.
Let's go to Scott in Dallas, Texas. Scott, go ahead, bud. What up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
Scott?
I kind of agree with a little bit of both of you in a way. The one thing I don't want him to do, I don't want him to trade for Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. I'll give you my reasons. I think if you're going to go with a quarterback, you should, like John was saying, go with somebody like a Jimmy G or somebody around 30, or you should draft one. Because my biggest worry with going with Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, we don't really have a great example of guys playing late into their 40s besides Tom Brady. I mean, it's been one guy.
Yeah.
And you look back at, like, Hall of Famers, I mean, look how fast Ben Roethlisberger fell off. Look how fast Drew Brees fell off. Look how fast Peyton Manning fell off. These guys can go from putting up elite numbers to a few years later, they're just done.
I agree.
And I really worry about those guys. You know, we might trade premium assets to get 1 or 2 years of them, and by the time the team's actually ready to win, all of a sudden they're falling off. That is a huge risk, and that's why I think you guys are both right in the sense that, like John was saying, somebody – who's around maybe 30 or younger or in the draft is really the best way to go.
Yeah. Look, like I said.
I don't think I said that at all. I'm the one that wants Russell Wilson.
But I do agree with him that using Brady as a guy's play super late into their careers. Like, if you look around the league right now, how many of these quarterbacks are super old? Brees fell off super hard his last few.
Yeah, but he was also 40-something.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, how many of these quarterbacks are still playing at elite level, like, 36? Because Russell's, what, 33 right now? He'll be 34
next
year.
He's 33.
So, ideally, you want at least 2 years of elite play out of him.
I think you have to look at everything in a five-year window. He has already said that he wants to play into his 40s.
Even five is a big window for what it's worth.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers is still playing. I know he lost in the playoffs, but he's still playing at an elite level, right?
Yeah.
So, who else are we talking about here that's a little bit of an older quarterback? Like, who's the last quarterback to retire that was still a premium quarterback? That got up in there in age.
Well, Andrew Luck retired, but yeah, he wasn't.
Yeah, but he
wasn't, up there in age. Yeah.
No, but like I don't know the answer to it. I'm trying to.
No, but my point I'm making is how many of the elite quarterbacks right now today's NFL are like over 33.
Like Philip Rivers
Tom
was
Brady.
Late 30s, and he compiled for a long time.
Right. Matt Ryan kind of fell off.
Matt Ryan did fall off. He's still putting up numbers, but no one actually believes that he's going to be anything good. Yeah, but
Jay Cutler, but this was a while ago.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah, he wasn't great. I'm just trying to think of like older. I'm trying to think of quarterbacks that were older. Like,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of quarterbacks around the league are young now.
But they have a lot of great young quarterbacks
Big
now.
Big Ben made the playoffs this year.
True.
Still top of his game. Yeah.
So Big Ben was fat and drank beer and didn't take care of himself in the offseason. Right. So you have to also have to look at the type of player that you're talking about here, right? Like Tom Brady, yes.
And for what it's worth, like, Brady had a down year in New England. Like, I think going to Tampa really helped his career. They have a loaded roster around him. They do.
Oh, I rejuvenated him too, right? Like, Peyton Manning, I think that was more of a physical thing than anything. Remember, Peyton Manning's first year in Denver, he threw for 50 touchdowns, I believe.
Yeah, he was great that first
year. And they lost in the Super Bowl.
No, they lost in Didn't they lose to the Ravens, if I'm not mistaken?
Didn't Flacco?
Well, they lost in
to Seattle in a Super Bowl, or
yeah, they did.
Oh yeah, but then they also lost to the Ravens one year, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't Joe Flacco beat him? Remember, he had that long touchdown at like the end of the game. You're right that they got smoked by the Seahawks.
He was in Denver for 4 years, 13-3, 13-3, 12-4, 7-2. He was totally cooked that last season.
Yeah.
But before that, I mean, 37-11, 55-10, 39-15.
Yeah, I think 37-11 might be the year I'm thinking of. Or did they get to the Super Bowl his first year there?
No, they didn't. It was the Flacco bomb to was it Jacoby Jones?
It was Jacoby Jones, 2012. Yeah.
2012. Yep. They lost to the Ravens. They lost to the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, and they won. Panthers. And that's the year that he was. Well, I mean, that was actually 2015.
Yeah, and he was cooked that year.
Yeah, he couldn't even throw the ball in the Super Bowl.
Right, but their defense was elite.
He was handing the ball off. I mean, it was amazing how the best thing he did in the Super Bowl was just check down the proper running play.
Yeah.
It's just knowing that's intangibles right there. Yeah. Knowing what the defense is doing.
Yep. Well, Jalen doesn't have that intangible.
Well, I think Jalen can improve too. Like,
agreed.
Bringing Jalen back next year is not a bad outcome. I go back and forth in my head. One part, I think the Eagles are in a great spot. They have a quarterback that can develop, that they can win with, and they also have a lot of options on the table to get better back, to try to get better quarterback play. Then I also go, if you don't have one, you're always in a bad spot. So I can't decide if they're in a great situation or like a terrible situation.
They're not in a great situation.
I don't know, though.
Not in a great situation. They don't have any idea who the quarterback is in
right,
the future.
Right, so ultimately that's where I think you fall on it. But bringing Jalen back as your quarterback is not a wasted year next year. Like, he could improve. You could win a playoff game with him. I'm just saying you have to explore all options. And I think there's quarterbacks in this year's draft that have a better arm than Jalen does.
Well, I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Elliott's drafted a quarterback in the first round, or he's seriously exploring one. He may be heading down to the Senior Bowl to check out Kenny Pickett.
After losing that bet with Howard Eskin, that was it. Had to bounce on Jalen after that.
That's it. Just like that.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
You go from 35 touchdowns to draft a quarterback in the first round.
If he would have played all the games, he might have been close. I think he ended with, 26, and he missed two games. So
he would have been close.
He wouldn't have gotten 35, but he might have been at like 32.
He needed more passing touchdowns,
yeah.
Elliott.
Yeah. I mean, and 10 rushing touchdowns is a lot, too. You don't think he's...
Oh, that's a lot. That's
yeah,
short.
You don't project him to get that every year.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It really is. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Jack Fritz is here. Coming up, the Hall of Fame voting comes down tonight in Major League Baseball. Jack Fritz has his ballot out. Do we think J-Roll is a Hall of Famer? What about Scott Rowland? And the whole question of, is these steroid guys getting in like Barry Bonds? We'll discuss coming up next and get back to your Eagles calls next segment. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. BetMGM, the King of Sportsbook, welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game, and if either team hits a three-pointer, you will win $200 in free bets. That's regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code MARKS200 when you make your first bet. And plus, you'll earn MLife rewards. BetMGM is also proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. So download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use bonus code MARKS200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.